The following program is an exclusive Disruption Networks production. Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you will support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.
EC Radio Disruption Networks. Disruption Networks.
Oh yeah, baby. We're firing up a little bit early today. DC Radio, we're broadcasting live from the Todd Williams Production Studio, sponsored by Apple Box Video Production. Cranking in your headphones. I'm deaf. I'm a musician. I've been around rock music my whole life, and I can't hear is my problem. But welcome to the show. We're starting up a little bit early because on the phone with us today, I'm pretty psyched about this chicken. We got the big show happening at the Saranac Brewery next Saturday, July 28th. Creative Concerts presents Taking Back Sunday. They're coming back second year in a row.
Yeah, they rocked it last year.
And on the phone with us right now, John Nolan, guitar player from Taking Back Sunday. John, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, man. So last year, you guys played here at the brewery, and there was like a torrential downpour. They like poured the whole freaking day, and then you guys finally were able to get on stage and rock it out, and then we had a pretty cool after party. So do you have any memory of that show?
Well, if I remember right, it cleared up like just in time for the show to get going, right, and everything. Everything was okay in the end, right?
I think it cleared up right before the band, right before you guys, it cleared up. Yeah. It just, boom.
Yeah.
It was like,
I kind of remember feeling like it was perfect timing for us, but not everybody else.
It was one of those Wizard of Oz clouds hanging out over Utica, that dark cloud that just kind of hovers around Utica always, but yes.
Yeah.
So, John, where are you guys at today? You're on the road right now playing. Where are you performing tonight?
That's right. We're in Philadelphia tonight.
Oh, nice, nice. Is that a good market for you?
Yeah, it is. That's, you know, we're originally from Long Island, New York, so kind of the whole like Northeast is sort of our where we started out touring, kind of our in a lot of ways like our home base.
Right on, bro. Now, Take It Back Sunday. Did you guys break up or took a hiatus? How would you look at it when you guys took a little time off there?
Well, the band never really took that much time off.
No.
When Sean and I rejoined the band, I think I don't think the band's gone more than, or gone even a year without, like, playing shows or releasing music.
Okay.
But I think there was, you know, there was a time when Sean and I came back where we were working on the self-titled album. And so I guess during that time we didn't tour as much, but we were still working together and, you know, getting that album recorded, and, you know, there's pre-production, and so I mean that's probably the closest thing to a break from touring we've done is just spending like a year working on that record when we first came back.
Right on, man. We're on the phone with John Nolan, Taking Back Sunday, who's also a DJ. You DJed the after party for us, the Disruption after party at Taking Back Sunday. Where was that at?
The Celtic Harp.
The Celtic Harp, yes. Is that something you do often for after parties, after your concerts?
I did it on that tour. I was doing it like every few nights I would do it, and I had never really done it before, but it was really fun. I haven't really done it much since that tour, but, you know, I get back into it.
Yeah, it was more like a John Nolan meet and greet because all your fans just kind of rushed down to the harp and they waited in line to take selfies with you, which was super cool.
Yeah, that was kind of what it was. And I mean, yeah, I started like calling myself a DJ. I really like would use that term very loosely. You know, mostly it was like going and playing some of my favorite music on my iPad and hanging out with people. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, and providing a good party. It was a great party. We had a great time last year.
I got a great pick. I got a great pick of him DJing that night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, awesome pick. I think we used it as our promo for a while.
Oh, yeah, send it to him.
Yeah, I'll have to send it to you. It's a great
offer. What was I doing in the photo?
You were DJing when you had your hand up in the air, and the lights hit it just perfectly. It was a great photo. I'll have to send that to you.
Nice.
Nice. Very nice.
Nice. So the big show coming up next Saturday at the Saranac Brewery, Creative Concerts Presents Taking Back Sunday. For more information on tickets, go to cctix.com for tickets and all the information that you need. John, what do you do to prepare to go on the road? Do you, like, are you a CrossFit guy? Do you work out? Do you run? Do you kind of get physically fit before you hit the road?
The closest thing I do to that is yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to do it as much as possible, but I kind of, you know, slack off, as people, I guess, tend to do. But I like yoga, and I'm kind of like a walker. I really like to, if there's anywhere that is like less than a mile or less away from me, I will walk, like, rather than drive, and like I try to like keep that up as like a normal part of my life rather than doing like an exercise regimen.
Right on. Right on, yeah. How about when you're in town, though, like when you're killing some time and you're in like a random town that you've never... Are you one to go explore that new town that you're visiting that day, or...?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's... I will do that a lot on tour, and just walk around, you know, just go and walk, and I guess, yeah, it's like... Some places, there's more to see than others, but it's always interesting just to get out and explore, you know?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Check out new scenes and new towns and stuff like that. Right on. And now, yeah. Now after a show, would you guys be one to go hang out at the bars afterwards, or are you guys just kind of tucking it in for the night after a gig?
It depends on the night.
Yeah.
We but generally, the last show before the day off, that'll usually be like the point where people are like looking to go out, you know, and actually go to a bar, do something, you know, because you don't have anything to do the next day. And so you go for it a little more the night before.
Yeah, going it a little hard, especially when you're playing at Saranac, because they probably load you up with a bunch of beer to take home with you.
Yes, they did last time. We had like cases in the bus. It was very nice.
I'm curious. Do you have any like fun riders that you put on the list? Any like fun things like green M&Ms or?
We did more of that stuff when we first started touring. At one point, the band had a photo. And there was a request for a poster of Michael Jackson from the Thriller era. It was like a very specific request like that. And it actually showed up a couple of times.
Really? Nice.
See, a lot of agents will put that on there just to see if the promoter is reading the contract. Mm-hmm. That's usually what it's all
right.
About. But that's funny. I'm gonna bring you a poster of Michael Jackson now next Saturday.
As long as it has to be the Thriller era.
It has
just
to be the
Thriller.
Any other era of Michael Jackson.
Okay. That's hilarious, man. Hey, John, give me a good pinch me moment. You've traveled the world. You've guys been all over the place. Give me a good pinch me moment. I can't believe my career has taken me to this point type of thing.
The first one that comes to mind is we did this tour. We went with the... It was sort of like USO, but Navy Entertainment. We went to the Middle East and played like army bases all around the Middle East. But one thing that was particularly crazy is we did a show on an aircraft carrier in the middle of the Gulf out there, like just on the water. We flew in on a plane, landed on the aircraft carrier, spent the night there, and then played a show at like 10 in the morning or something in the hull of this aircraft carrier. It was pretty insane.
That's wicked cool, man.
It's very cool. Nice.
That whole trip was full of just, you know, playing in Kuwait in the middle of the desert and just crazy things like that.
Yeah. Right on, man. Somebody out there wants to know, ask him what he likes better, Van Halen's first album or Motley Crue's first album?
Oh, man. I would have to go with Van Halen. I'm not a huge fan of either, but I definitely like Van Halen more than Motley Crue.
Who are some of your influences?
The big thing for me was when I was in high school, I got really like caught up in the whole, you know, like the Nirvana and Pearl Jam were coming out, and like Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, like that whole scene was really huge for me. And that's like what I started learning when I started learning guitar. You know, those are my first songs. Like, those are the ones that really like kicked me off into, you know, wanting to be a musician.
Right on, man. Take me back to when you guys first got started in the scene down in Long Island or New York City. What was the scene like back there, back then?
Yeah, we were really fortunate to have the scene that we did. It had been in place for a long time before us, and there was like a lot of bands that were kind of like local legends, but it was this community basically of musicians and friends and fans of the band that would, you know, hang out, and they would, a lot of times they would be putting on the shows themselves, you know, like it wasn't like we were working with promoters or like professionals. It was usually people in bands would book shows and have their friends' bands on and play VFW halls or really like anywhere that, you know, someone would let us have a show. And there was this network and this scene of bands that had existed, and we started the band in that scene, and we're fortunate enough to like be you know, accepted into that and become a part of it. And it was, I think we were really lucky to have that in place when the band started.
Yeah, man. Was there, have you ever had a chance to play with any of your influences?
In a lot of ways. I mean, none of the like big like Pearl Jam like level influences, but you know, I was a huge Get Up Kids fan. And the time leading up to Taking Back Sunday starting and throughout, you know, Taking Back Sunday, and I was fortunate enough to get, you know, to tour with them and play with Matt Pryor, the singer, and there's been a lot of times we'll do festivals where there's a lot of like those bigger kind of like bands that you wouldn't expect to get to play with, but they're also are kind of like, it's a little distant because it's a festival, you're not like on tour with them or something, but we got to play a festival show with the Flaming Lips was the headliner, and they've been, you know, one of my favorite bands for a long time, and that was really cool. And we've really been lucky. We've gotten to play with a lot of bands that we're big fans of and influenced by.
You mentioned the Flaming Lips. Have you ever got dressed up in like the bunny costume on the side of the stage and used the mag lights?
No. Oh man, I wish.
Right?
I wish. I'd never gotten to that.
How much fun would that be?
Yeah, that would be great.
Then I like when Wayne gets in his ball too, that little ball, and he runs on everybody's head in the middle of the audience.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's such a fun show.
Wouldn't you like to do that sometime too? Just like run on everybody's head in that ball?
I would love to. I mean, that looks incredibly fun. I think there was another band who started doing it, and like I feel like it's cool, but also it's kind of like his thing though. Like, I don't know if another band can. Can you take somebody else's gimmick and make it your own?
It's kind of like Tommy Lee with the drum kit spinning around.
Yeah, you know? Right. You can. I don't. Can anyone? Someone else could do it, but immediately it's like, oh, that's just like Tommy Lee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's nobody like Wayne. That's for damn sure. And I like when he gets he has cameras on his mics too, so he's got these up close shots of him on the screen, and it's just always a trippy show. But I love the Flaming Lips. I'm glad you mentioned them.
I see this is one of your only New York stops.
Is it?
I think you got Brooklyn and then Brooklyn tomorrow, right?
Brooklyn and that might be. Is that it? Is it just Brooklyn in there?
That's what I seen online. Yeah, just Brooklyn and Utica. So if you want to see Taking Back Sunday, you better get to this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that?
Plenty of tickets still available, too. So if you want to come, check them out next Saturday night at the Saranac Brewery right there on Varick Street. Our home away from home, if you will, over there. We spent a lot of time over there, John, drinking.
What's that?
I said we spent a lot of time over there getting drunk.
Yeah.
It's quite easy to do so.
Now, who do you guys have opening for you at this show?
Who's opening for him? I don't. It's not on that poster. I don't know.
This is separate from the tour that we're on right now. I think this is kind of like a one-off because we're out right now with Coheed and Cambria, but this show we're headlining, and I think. Let me look. I got to double check
here.
Yeah, I don't see
it on the list.
It's not.
We'll find.
Oh, man. I should know this off the top of my head, but I don't, actually.
Well, you don't. Reason. It's next week, and you don't have the call sheet in front of you, so it's understandable, you know?
That's right, yeah. My tour manager didn't tell me what's going on, so right. I don't know.
You didn't get the briefing. Coheed and Cambry, though, huh? You're out on the road with them, and now this is your only headlining gig on this run?
I think we have one or two other ones, because there's a lot of shows where there's, like, a couple days off here and there from this tour, so... We, you know, book headlining shows, and this is the first one I think that we're headlining.
Oh, cool, cool, and it's probably taking you to huge venues. You're playing like PNC and stuff like that. You know, big amphitheaters, aren't you?
Yeah. It's all amphitheaters, which is amazing. And like tonight and last night sold out. Brooklyn is sold out, I believe. And you know, so playing these giant places with Coheed and actually, you know, selling it out, it's surreal, man. It's crazy.
And playing in front of a crowd like that, is it easy for you to fall asleep after that gig? You got to be pumped and up and all the energy.
Yeah, it's really like it's literally like it takes about 3 to 4 hours or more to kind of really come down after that. You know, you get the, you know, adrenaline pumping and you get going. It takes a while to come back down.
Oh, I can imagine. It's just like the crowd and everybody going nuts and screaming your name. I can only imagine. I would love to feel that once in my life around, you know, 20,000 people just try and claw at me.
Yeah, I recommend it if you ever get the chance.
In a good way, though.
Yeah. Not too many people want to claw at me.
Hopefully in a positive way. Yeah.
Hopefully you're not trying to run away from a crowd trying to stomp you.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rex are opening up for you guys. The Rex. Somebody just chimed in. Gene Chao checking in, saying the Rex. So thank you,
all right.
Mrs. Chao, for checking in, letting us know. We're both sitting here looking at each other like, huh, I don't know. Is there an opener? No, you guys are playing all night, man. Would you guys play two sets, or you guys just normally do like a 190-minute set, and that's pretty much it? Is that how normally you do it?
Normally we do a 90-minute set. We did a tour a few years back where we played our first album, and with that we would play the album, go off stage, and then come back and play another set for like an hour or so, but that would be kind of a special occasion.
Yeah, right on, man.
Now, what do you prefer? Do you prefer the outdoor venues, clubs, or like big arenas?
Well, I mean, the like these amphitheaters like this on this tour is really amazing. I think like really any place that's full of people that are excited to see your band is going to be incredibly exciting. But you know, this amphitheater experience that we're having now is like definitely one of my favorite touring experiences ever.
I could imagine. Right on, man. Hey, John, if you could go back in time and give yourself some advice, what would you tell yourself?
I think I would tell myself to lighten up a little bit. Just relax. Don't be so uptight, I think I would tell myself. Take it easy. You know, it's going to be okay. Calm down, all right?
Nice. I think everybody should take that advice from you, though. I mean, I think we're all a little bit everybody gets a little uneasy at times. Just take it easy and calm down a little bit.
Well, usually you hear the bands they wild out in the beginning, you know. Then they get serious towards the end. You know what I mean? Like a little more structured. Do you find that like in the beginning you guys are a little wild out, or were you always serious from the get go?
Well, I think since the beginning, I think we've always had it. Had a tendency to, you know, drink and you know, have fun and stuff like that. But for me, like my personal experience, I was brought up in an extremely religious, like born again Christian household. So then, like when I started to tour and like get away from that world, I was excited about it and loved the atmosphere and the whole life filed to run with it, but it was very like intimidating and scary to me. You know, I was very very nervous as a, you know, coming from the young Christian boy background. So I think as I've gotten older, I've just become more comfortable with being in a band and everything that comes with it and just enjoying it and not being sort of like worried about it.
Where does the name Taking Back Sunday come from?
There's a band on Long Island that called The Waiting Process, and they had a song called Taking Back Sunday. And I think the song was kind of about like Taking Back Sunday was like this, you know, on Long Island that was a day when like a lot of bands would have shows, like I don't know why, but you know, Sunday afternoon was a big time for like local bands to get together and you know, have shows on Long Island. So I think it was kind of, the song was about that, and our guitarist Eddie liked the sound of it and suggested it. And you know, it's funny, at the time it was just sort of like, oh yeah, that sounds good, yeah, whatever, you know. And then you know, you don't really think, you wouldn't think, you know, 20 years later it's still going to be like something that's such a part of who you are, you know.
And you made the, and it's kind of funny because you took the song from another band, but you're way more popular than the band you took it from.
Well, yeah, I think they were not even a band anymore. It was like a year or two of that. It was like kind of, they were friends of ours, and you know, so we still knew them. But yeah, as a band, I don't think they were around me even more than 2 years.
That's really interesting.
Right on. Nice, John. Well, you know, man, it was great to talk to you today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to come talk to us. I know you guys are doing the touring thing and you're out and about. How can people get in touch with you, and where can they find your music and stuff like that?
Well, we got the takingbacksunday.com, which is the most direct way. That has everything, you know, tour dates, links to music and all that. And then we're on Twitter. That's a TBS official. You know, Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff.
I just, I'm checking through your tour here, and I see you are playing in Brooklyn on the 21st, and it's sold out. So the only New York show that you can go see these guys is here in Utica.
Right here in Utica. It's gonna...
That is correct.
Next
the
Saturday.
In upstate New York, or actually all of New York.
Excellent. Good. And I'm sure we'll load you up a lot with a lot of Saranac beer to take home with you and keep you hydrated on the road. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
You know who's a big fan of these guys?
Who's that?
Apache Chief.
I am.
Local rapper here. He's a huge Taking Back Sunday fan.
Cool.
So we'll be seeing him at the show.
What's his name?
Apache Chief.
Oh.
Local rapper here.
Check him out. Maybe he'll be at this show.
Yeah, he will definitely.
Chances are he will be.
If he's not on tour, he'll be there.
Nice, John. Well, thanks so much for talking to us, and we'll make sure we stop by and say hi to you on Saturday. Next Saturday, it's happening at the Saranac Brewery. Plenty of tickets on sale now. CCTIX.com for more information, and Taking Back Sunday at the brewery. It's going to be great, man. Maybe we can make this a yearly thing. You come every year.
Yeah, listen to it.
We got to get you in studio sometime.
Yeah, next time we come in studio, play some songs.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Let us know.
You could do your DJ set for us here in the studio, I think.
Yeah, if you want to give me like an hour on air, I'll do it.
Absolutely.
Right. Before we go, though, what's the number one song that you play, like right off the bat? What's your crowd getter when you're doing your DJ thing?
You know, the big one that I started doing, it wasn't the one I started with, but it was like the big song that really got people psyched, was Africa by Toto.
Really?
That song has had a resurgence.
Yeah.
Well, Weezer just covered it, so I think that's part of it. And their cover sounds almost exactly like the original. But yeah, there's something about that song. It's like, it's coming back in a big way. I didn't even realize it when I was playing it at the DJ set, but I just kind of thought it would be fun, and then it became like the big hit of the night.
Toto is a kick-ass band. By the way, we got to mention that they are a kick-ass band. They're phenomenal musicians, up and down, up and down.
Yeah, they are. They don't think they get enough credit.
Yeah. Hey, John, before we get out of here, can you do one little favor for me?
Sure.
Can you just say you're listening to EC? John, this is John Nolan from Taking Back Sunday. You're listening to EC Radio?
Yeah, sure.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Hey, this is John Nolan from Taking Back Sunday, and you're listening to EC Radio.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. And we will see you next Saturday at the Saranac Brewery. Safe travels, my friend.
Thank you very much.
All right. Take care now.
Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was cool, man. We got a little love from Taking Back Sunday.
Yep.
I want to mention that podcast is brought to you by our friend Nick Pasalacqua. If you need legal help quick,
you better call Nick.
Call him today, 315-500-NICK, or hit him up online, cnytriallaw.com. And come, you know, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a half hour. We're going to close out this, and we're going to come back. Because when we come back, we're going to have an actor that was in Sharknado, and then also our good friend from Wakely's, Paul Sciola, is going to join us. We're talking about the big EC reunion party happening on Friday. It's coming up this Friday at Wakely's, 700 Varick Street. In case you didn't know, that is the old Electric Company, the bar that I used to run. Own, whatever the hell you want to consider. Peter Prince and Moon Boot Lover are going to be providing the entertainment, and Paul's going to be in here in a little while, probably around 3:30, 4 o'clock, to talk about that party and everything they got going on at Wakely's.
It's going to be a blast.
We've got some fun stuff happening with Wakely's, and we'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to leave it at that.
I'm pumped, man. I'm pumped. I know I've talked to a lot of people. They're pumped, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time.
The word is spread. And also, we didn't mention, too, Pileggi's also joining us today.
Who?
My man, Mike Pileggi. You see him? He's sitting right across from you.
Oh, that's it?
And I got to give him some love and respect, because coming up at the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to have actor, comedian, writer Christopher Wolf joining us from Hollywood. And Pileggi hooked us up with all of that.
Yep.
And this guy's pretty cool, man. We got some really – he was in Parks and Rec. He was in The
Sharknado.
Review. He was in Sharknado.
Yeah.
He got to make out with Tara Reid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're – and he's a handsome son of a bitch, too,
he's
by the way.
He's a talented dude.
You mean Tara Reid got to make out with him.
Yeah. Right. That's the way you're going to look at
it's
gonna
it for
sure.
It's going to be a fun time, man.
That's going to be a good time. So we're going to talk to Christopher Wolf right at the 3 o'clock hour, and then Paul Sciola from Wakely's. So really appreciate John Nolan coming in or taking time out of his busy day and calling us up and letting us know that he was out there. So we're going to take a quick break and come back. We'll be back in about a half hour or so. So it's EC Radio, Disruption Network. Like us on Facebook. We'll see you in a little bit. Get excited. It's the Electric Company Reunion Party, Friday, July 20th at Wakely's, 700 Varick Street. That's right, 700 Varick Street, the old EC. We're getting the gang back together, and we're partying old EC style. Peter Prince and Moon Boot Lover will be providing the live entertainment. It's only a $5 cover at the door. Live broadcast from the D, raffles, games, prizes, and a few special announcements we're going to be making on this night. Get excited, because you know there ain't no party like an EC party, because an EC party don't stop. Friday, July 20th at Wakely's. See you there.
The Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley was born when three top producing agents with over 25 years of combined experience selling real estate joined forces to take real estate to the next level. We practice with honesty, integrity, and the knowledge to help make the buying and selling process easy and stress-free for all of our clients. We pledge to always make our clients our top priority from start to finish and even after the house is closed. We will always be a valued resource for information and assistance for our buyers and sellers. Our customers over the years have become not only past clients, but great friends. As we join hands together as the Property Sisters of the Mohawk Valley, we look forward to serving our clients and our community and making a positive difference. You can reach us at 315-601-9630 for all of your real estate needs.
Hi, this is attorney Nick Pasalacqua. The team of attorneys I have assembled at Pasalacqua & Associates has been carefully hand-picked to include the best trial attorneys in the particular areas of the law that we practice. Have you been charged with DWI or any other crime? Members of our team include former assistant district attorneys, now fighting to protect your rights 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have you or someone you love been seriously injured in a motor vehicle accident? Members of the team at Pasalacqua & Associates include former insurance defense attorneys, now fighting to ensure that you get every penny you're entitled to. If you need legal help quick, don't waste your time or money calling anyone else. Remember, for legal help quick, you better call Nick and the team at Pasalacqua & Associates. 315-500-NICK or 315-500-6425 or visit cnytriallaw.com today.
Welcome to EC Radio Podcast. We would like to thank all of our sponsors for joining the Disruption team, and we hope that you'll support all of our sponsors. And of course, we appreciate you listening to this program.